when you come out.
How come people have paid to come and see us?
Okay, welcome back to part two.
Hang on, me and Graham are having a conversation, Steve. Can you hang on a minute?
Well, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we have our full teams up here before we...
Yeah, well, where's Jeff and where's
Creaky?
Have
you been recording through the whole of the interval?
Creaky's outside with an e-cigarette.
Background noise to get rid of.
Graham, what have you got in your hand?
I'll
there?
Edit that out. Don't worry.
All sorts of stuff.
What is that? Tomorrow's scouting stuff?
Dossier.
Some of that, yeah.
Here is they it? Come.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been out. Oh, hello. I've been outside Jeff, getting off of Creaky. Each other.
Steve, can I have a catheter?
Right. Hang on a minute, Steve, because Graham's got some very interesting paperwork in front of him, and I'm enthralled as to what it is. What is it?
Look at him laughing. Can I just say
stats?
Oh, it's still on
just information I may need to defend myself.
Why would you need?
You need a bigger package than that.
Why would you need to defend yourself? You're amongst friends.
Let's go on with this quiz, Steve. Come on.
Well, have you
you're amongst
answers,
friends.
And firstly, have you got the answers to your question, Graham?
Yeah, neither of them won. Well, yeah, Mark's team, in fairness, got very close. They got 10 of the starters.
No, they did not.
10 of the starters.
What, you got Lee Hills?
But they had Moraes in, and in fact, they should have had Doughty in.
That ain't a bad effort.
It's not a bad effort at all. Doesn't get the points, but it's not a bad effort.
Oh, but 49 gets points for 50. Favouritism.
To my right, we managed five of the 11. They managed five of the 11.
So, right. Yeah, but to be fair,
so
Mark,
hang on, we done a game, and what you're saying is we did a game, and we were twice as good as them.
Yeah, but that started.
We did a game, you're twice as good as them, 11. But you still didn't get any points.
That's fine. I'll take that on pride.
Yeah, but
that's
when
fine.
Graham texts me, he says, "Tell Hollis."
No, he done not anymore.
Okay.
Fee was saying to me in the interval, she was wondering what you'd come as tonight.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I've come as an ugly Alan Carr.
He's got an interview with Bunnings tomorrow. Some might suggest he's made the effort, Graham, but...
Hey!
I think what...
Someone's getting their toes treaded on him tomorrow.
I think what Fiona actually said was tell Hollis he looks gorgeous.
He's a really good interviewer.
Yeah.
It gets so, right to the heart of the matter, yeah. Steve, I tell you.
So great.
Is that why it takes you 55 minutes to come out?
That's just irritating.
So
and it does.
Round four to the nearest.
We're on round four already.
Yeah. 1 point for the nearest answer, a bonus point for getting
Beans
it
already
exactly
had 1 point
correct.
For the nearest answer.
You're not upset about that at all, are you?
Question to you, Mr. Hollis, and your team.
Oh.
I like that we're going first all the time.
It's actually to both teams, so...
Well, you've got a fan.
Imagine that. Question to you, Mr. Hollis. It's actually for both teams.
So we've got time to think about
in
it.
In advance.
How many combined appearances did Marcus Haber and Robin Schroot make?
I know the answer! I know the answer! Too many! Too many!
In the 2012-2013 season.
Ask how long they actually played.
Robin Schroot spent longer staring at me in Tesco's last week than he has on a pitch this season. You know when someone's standing next to you and you know they really, really want to call you a really bad name? He walked to the end of an aisle, looked at me as he walked past, got to the end of the aisle, walked back down. I'm going to get out of my chair. He got to the end of the aisle.
Pete's taking this seriously. Pete's writing the answer down. Yeah, but...
I'm going to fruit and veg.
Take your microphone, please.
Yeah.
Danny, you know when I said outside we wanted people to heckle?
That wasn't...
We had a change of art, mate.
That wasn't Robin Schroot.
I gave him so long to call me a
so
really
fair
bad
to
name,
say
he didn't.
That
fair play to
Robin
him.
Schroot is not in the Mark Hollis fan club.
No, actually, I'm not in the Robin Schroot fan club.
It was actually Pat Sharp, not Robin Schroot.
The thing that was funny... I'll throw that down there. The funniest thing about all of it is that it was in training kit. Which is weird.
Did it not fit him? Because was it for a youth team?
It was a bit small, yeah. The Kingsley photograph was 12.
Do you remember that day at the Bragbury End when all the fans were invited and as me and Daddy Dino were walking in, Marcus Haber was walking out with a flea in his ear.
Dean, he had to get home early. There's only so much time he's got to put gold studs on his denim jacket.
Now you've got us on a subject, Steve. We can talk all night.
Graham,
Robin
can I just
Marcus
say...
Haber.
This is the best question that could have been asked. And can I just say, in all your years of handling players at Stevenage, Dean Brennan,
Simon Travis.
Matt Hocking. So, well, let's not bring that one up.
Sam McMahon.
Sam McMahon, Anthony Eldon. You've handled Marcus Haber and Robin Schrute impeccably. Afterwards, I'll run through the list of players that needs to go with them.
Well, I tell you what, we could do it now.
So, did you get that list out of Bradbury?
We're not going down that route. Yeah. So, the answer to the question, Marcus Haber and Robin...
I've got 5 bonus points.
How many minutes did he spend on the bicycle?
No? Yeah.
For
what names have you called
team...
them?
Well, they can write down the names of the 26 players who've left the football club since last April.
Since when? Since last season.
Since last April.
Does that include loanees?
That includes loanees.
Those ones that you held hand to the gate.
I'll take 20 of the 26 names.
26 players have gone and we've still got this squad.
Yeah. I still need answers from you guys. Yeah. Marcus Haber and Robin Schrute.
Jeff Wode has an answer for you.
How many appearances in the 2012-2013 season?
Mm. Steve, what was the question?
I just said it.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah, go on. Go on, Jeff.
Well, Gary liked Marcus Haber.
Gary who?
The kid's like
Gary Holloway.
Oh, Gary Smith, yeah. That fella that stood in while Graham was at Preston, yeah.
Lad of old Toffee. Lad of old Toffee, how's it going? Lad of old Toffee.
Before we answer the question, I had a chat.
Can you clip that?
I had a chat with Steve earlier.
Okay.
And you know, earlier this season, we were doing the run, weren't we?
Dominguez.
And we had a chat. You wanted us to change the name of the podcast.
Okay.
And we didn't.
You didn't. You weren't innovative enough.
We didn't evolve at that time.
You hadn't evolved from where you were.
Well, what I've told Steve that we'll do is, because quite frankly, I can't listen to his Cockney voice anymore.
What do you mean you told me?
Exactly what Gary Smith's Cockney voice?
I can't part
with
it.
But East Hartsborough won't listen anymore.
Right, what I was going to say, at some point in the remainder
he loves
of the season,
Gary
wait till
Smith.
We're safe before you start the interviews, but I need...
No. We're finishing mid-table. Haven't you heard his latest one?
I said wait till we're safe, not if we're safe. Wait till we're safe.
Factual. Yeah. Right. Mid-table. Before then, Faye, if we're
so
finishing
if you,
mid-table.
If you can just bring something up in your interview with a load of old Toffee, I'll get the jingle changed. We'll get rid of Gary Smith out there because it's anachronistic and I can't part with it. And we'll get Graham Wesley on there. But you have got to say a load of old Toffee. If you say a love of our football, I'll just ignore it. I won't ignore it. I'll cut it out and I'll use it for something else. It'll be on my private collection. But
come on, Quizmaster, get on with this.
Oh, yes. No, I'm having far more fun.
Is that what it stands for? Is aloof a love of our football?
Yeah. A love of our football.
I thought it was to do with your record collection. A love of old funk.
Actually, have you heard my record collection?
It's funny because Dean's got a folder on his computer called Aloof.
Since I took over the dressing room music 6 games ago...
They let you?
Since I took over the dressing room, DJ Graham had a comeback in the dressing
and
room.
And who?
What was your mate's name?
4 points in 6 games, 2 points a game, DJ
what
Graham.
Was your mate's
what was
name?
Your mate's name?
When you were 11.
Huey Fandango Rocha.
Rocha.
That's what we can
say. Huey Fandango Rocha.
Huey was the man he looked after the dance floor for.
So Steve's the Huey to your DJ Gray.
You got it.
He don't look like a Huey Fandango, does he?
No. I'll tell you what, though. I'll pay a fiver to see Steve do a bit of boogieing out there. Would you not? Let's get him out there. Come on. Let's see him.
What you mean is I'll lend you a fiver.
Mark will lend me a fiver to give to charity for Steve to get out there right now, and give us a little bit. We must have some music. Have we got some music?
Before Steve does that, can I just say we've had offers from you for charity before.
What did you have?
That was £250.
£250 for
what for?
You remember that Friday night text conversation me and you were having?
What did you do or not do?
We didn't do anything.
Well, you didn't earn the money then, did you?
Well, we ran 10K.
Well, for us.
And you said, I run that every morning, you said.
Yeah. Oh, 10K? I have to do that to get to the end of my drive.
Give us a tune. Give us a tune. Let's have a look here. Come on. I really want to see your hips involved, though.
Let's see your hips involved, Steve. Let's see your hips involved. Come on.
You're getting this tiny.
Come on, get
trousers
that.
Down. Someone get his trousers down.
Loving that. Go on, David Brent. Let's have you.
There's the pot calling the kettle black.
Oh. Someone rattled your cage, have they?
I was going to say, I've got a very bad shoulder.
Which arm?
Graham won't remember him.
We have got a quiz going on here.
No, I'm having more fun.
Marcus Haber, Robbie Schrute, appearances 2012-2013 season. No, if you're not going to give me an answer, I'll...
No, we've got one. Jeff's got one.
Well, 14... give us it then.
Oh, all right, hard.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Plan's working, Dean. Yeah.
46. Yeah.
46.
What do you think?
Is that in Gary Smith's reign?
Well, 2012-2013 season.
Well, they stopped playing about, what, April
didn't
time?
Didn't commentate, Dean. Just give me a number, bruv.
How long has this... Have you had to think about this one, Dean?
No, I don't know, but I'm winding you up, so it's going to take even longer.
We're going to go 45.
No, we're not. We're going to go 47.
47.
So you're going 47, you're going 46.
46.
The actual answer is 75.
Oh, well done, Pete.
I suppose the question's got to be...
Can I just say I wrote 80?
How did that happen?
Can I just say I wrote 81 down to begin with, and it's been completely overlooked.
How many of those were Robin Schrute?
About 40.
Take appearances out, but do minutes he performed. Because it weren't as many as 78 you've just read out.
How many goals did he score?
Now it's 46.
How many claps did he do to the East Terrace?
Yeah. How long 17 million for tweeting people?
Right.
Yeah, we fell out on
just
Twitter, didn't
along,
we?
Because this could go on.
Can we not talk about me and Steve? Can we not talk about me and Schrute falling out on Twitter?
Was he ever on Twitter?
Is it going to take 20 minutes or...
No, let's leave it. Let's leave it because it'll take longer.
Question two: how many seats are there in the West Stand at Broadall Way, Dino?
Pete.
Why would I know?
Yeah, it's probably a stat, isn't it?
Come on.
I see he knows now.
Seats in the West Stand.
1700.
Ain't
that many.
There's
not that many.
No, 1700.
I'm going to
rush you.
1700.
Mark, how many?
Yeah,
2002. Anybody know?
1742. Well done to the right. Can we just clip what Pete just said to me? That's a stupid answer.
Question three. During his 5 years at Stevenage Football Club, how many goals did former captain, Mark, you've got to stand up and bow to this one, Mark Roberts score?
I can't believe you brought him up tonight. In a room full of people, you're going to break my heart.
I know it's emotional.
I've never loved a footballer like I love Mark Roberts. Even when I was 8 years old, and Paul Merson done that bicycle kick volley thing.
No, I think it is. I
bloody loved Paul Merson and Mark Roberts. I was nearly 30 years old. I'd never idolised a footballer like I idolised Mark Roberts. And he didn't make Graham's best ever 11.
Is that a question?
Sorry, that's a fact. That's a statement of fact.
You got England twice.
Not in the Football League paper.
I'm going to go and get my phone and get him on the phone right now to join us live. What do you think?
I'd love that.
I'm going to do that. Let him know we're thinking of him.
I'm going to... while you're doing that, I'll tweet his missus. See if we can get her on the phone live and all.
Is she sending you pictures again?
Mark, no.
Do you reckon he's actually getting in touch with Robbo, or is he tweeting his team?
Yeah.
He won't have gone home without his dossier.
Come on, then. You're going with 19. Dino, your team, 19.
14.
14.
As was his number on his back.
The actual answer is 26. You're looking very, very happy with yourself there, Mr. Hollis.
Can
but
we
I
have
thought
a little,
you'd know that.
Let's just have a little round of applause for Mark Roberts for being the biggest legend that's ever worn Stevenage shirt.
Yeah, we'll do that. Graham picked Andy Iroh ahead of him in the best 11 ever.
The manager's just coming in. Now, the question is, has he got Mark Roberts on the phone?
I'm already Hollis. Blushing and he can't even see me.
Hollis, you've just given us an answer for the 26 players.
The ranting that we let him let.
That's Mrs. Westley. Where are you?
Have you got Mark Roberts?
Your dinner's in the oven. You're normally home by this time on a Friday night.
He's not even on the phone. It's the talking
car. Are you with Carl?
To be fair, it's a bit early for Grant to be calling him.
Right, can we get on with this?
That's not the greatest comeback in the world, Graham.
He hasn't answered his phone, he's gone.
Mark Roberts is gone. Graham Westley.
Fuck that. Yeah.
If I wanted to talk to that guy, he's got to sign the new contract.
He offered me another 50 quid a week, the tight bastard.
I'm being remarkably restrained.
Okay,
Don't be. These people have paid money to come and see you be unrestrained.
No, they don't.
Dino.
Hello.
In his three separate stints as manager.
Who?
How many matches has Graham Westley been in the dugout for?
Whoa. I didn't get that.
Too ready. Oh.
To your feet, big boy. Take a photo of that man. I want it on my next manager's page. And I shall have a few words about you.
You know who that is, though, Graham, don't you? Young Paulio.
I like the way you call him Big Man.
Is that Paulio? Yeah. Oh, is that Paulio? You're right, Paulio.
I'm very well, thank you.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
You back on Barrow Chat, yeah?
And he doesn't read it! Oh, my Lord.
No, I don't plan to for a while.
Come on, come off it. Go on, declare your love.
Just for you.
Right, seriously, get that mic from I've got to send me.
I'm happy to pack up now and go home, actually.
I said to him, I saw him walk in the door and I went, you're going to sabotage this whole bloody evening. And it happened.
And he's been...
Give him a round of applause for standing up being counted.
Okay, Dino, come on. How many matches has Graham Westley been in the dugout for?
410. Yeah, he doesn't spend much time in the technical area, I can assure you of that.
Mark, your team?
411.
Do you know the answer, Graham?
415.
Have you read that on this card?
Yeah.
You've got to get Pete's pretty damn close to 14. Because you've just
weren't close enough, though.
Yeah, but you just cheated.
Yeah, but I worked out.
Yeah.
We've got 100. Wrong, mate.
Now, listen.
Does that mean I should have been given a plaque 11 games ago?
Now you've got to go to 500.
Or 15.
Yeah, 500. But
Robin Trotz didn't get a testimonial for that, right?
You've got another 90 to do to get to your half century, but.
Half century, that's 50.
Half century, yeah. But don't.
Not if Paulio's got anything to do with it.
415 games, how many medals?
I lost count.
He's a medal winner. Hashtag medal winner.
Okay.
What did you do with that picture, Grant? Where is it? The picture we gave you.
It's another. I've done his certificate.
Oh, do you know?
Is it on the snooker? Is it on the snooker room wall?
No, so something bad happened to that picture.
On the wall of his snooker room.
I took it to the Christmas party with me, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you lose it?
I didn't ever get to take it home. Graham Westley, done enough games. Mark Hollis.
doesn't say enough, it says enough. I'm too cool for...
You've got to get down with the kids, Graham.
Or play.
Scores on the doors then, Graham.
Mark's just gone back to 3. We're talking a draw, it's 8-all.
8-all, right.
I can't help but feel this is conveniently being drilled.
There's got to be some real players that we haven't thought of yet.
Okay, round 5.
What was Thora all about?
Well,
Pyro.
Mark, it's rude to talk into a mic with your mouth full, by the way.
Yeah.
You've been watching the wrong porn.
Oh. You had your ass later, see the collection then.
Oh, dear, oh dear.
You don't want to see it.
I don't care if you lot are not enjoying this, we are.
Right, being as we've already employed off our clean rating on iTunes, how are we going to distribute this, by the way?
Fora
came from my... Okay.
This is really interesting.
I know, right. Does anyone care, actually?
No. Don't care.
Who asked, Graham? You don't
care. I'm beginning not to.
Quick answer.
It was a... Yeah, but Fora Heard G-String was a polite variation on my dad's dream team name that he had at work, which was Fora Heard G-String. So, when Fora Heard died, out of respect, I got rid of the G-String. Which was awkward in the chapel arrest, but...
Some of us have got to edit this podcast as well, you realise that? Okay, well, you did ask Graham, so you've got the answer.
Who's he texting?
How many players have you got that Graham's booted out?
Robbo's come back to me.
He's only texting him now. He don't want to talk to him.
Who is this? Have you got my number? He doesn't want to talk to you.
No, but Robbo's girlfriend
Holland
does.
Tweeting about a quiz. You ain't with that guy. Yeah, I am.
Well, not that Thora, he said.
How many players have you got that Graham... How many?
13.
We've got 13. We've got Aggie Man twice.
we've got Ngala four times.
We couldn't believe he was here in the first place. Oh, thanks for that. Yeah, Mark.
We'll give you to the end of this round, okay?
We had Mark.
Round five. Name that team. Is this Mark and Dean?
Name the scene from a game that happened years ago. Have we got a jingle for that?
It absolutely is, okay?
Yeah, you're glad you're not taking part because you're rubbish.
Stop looking as well because...
Oh, Graham's taking part, is he? Or have we got to ask him if he wants to take part?
You mean you'd like to ask Graham if he'd like to play a game?
Okay, name the starting lineup from Graham Westley's final game of his second spell as manager versus Reading in January 2012.
Freeman. You want me to do it?
We'd like you to.
We will ask you. I'll get these boys to put their bids in and come up with their answers, and then you can fill us in with the rest of the team.
Do you want the tactics as well?
Oh, Christ, no.
I reckon it was get an early goal and sit on it.
Graham Westley's final game, his second spell as manager versus Reading. We won that one, didn't we, Graham? Okay, I'm going to have to hurry you guys.
Okay.
Dino, what's going to be your bid?
Six.
You're bidding six.
Yeah, we'll have a stab at seven.
Hollis has bid seven.
Eight.
So you're going eight.
Eight.
What did you bid six for then, you...
To make you look silly?
To keep the suspense.
Yeah, we're playing to a live studio audience.
Go on then, we'll have eight. You can do your eight.
No, you've got to go nine then.
You want us to do eight?
Yeah, you do your eight. Yeah,
Dino, you've got to name eight of the side.
Right, should we go from the back to the front?
Any eight will do.
Chris Day.
Correct.
Oh, tough one. I only had one goalkeeper for 4 years.
Jason Goodliffe is doing a good job as a number two.
What, that non-league centre-half goalkeeping coach? Yeah, okay.
I've got a question.
Hang on a minute. Okay. Mark and Dean name the team from a game that happened. Steve and Dean name a team. Yeah. He gets it wrong on the first one.
Yeah, well, come on. That's
Chris Day.
You've already done that one. Would you want another round of applause?
I'm just.
Jesus.
Well done, Dino.
Phil Edwards.
No.
He said he was sitting next to Phil Edwards' missus all that game. So definitely started. What a prick.
No.
Can I just say, Freeman. If Dean said he was sitting next to a woman, anything that comes after that story, I had a woman next to me, right, then you definitely weren't watching the football.
You've got to get seven now, Ollis.
Come on, no, he hasn't. He's got to get one.
Oh.
No, you've got to get what I bid.
No, they don't.
Well, hang on, who invented this game?
And who makes the rules up? Every single week. Me. One more.
You haven't got to get one.
I'm going to get it wrong.
Name one.
Say Joel Byrum.
I'm going to get it wrong.
Say Joel Byrum.
Graham, can you ask him on the text?
No, you can't just name one. It doesn't work like that. You can't just name one. You've got to name what you bid. What was your first bid? Six.
Two.
Who did he get wrong?
I'm going to get... If you only name
where did
one...
They go wrong?
If you only name one, I'm going to get the ump.
Huh? Robbo.
Day.
I'm going to get... If you only have to name one, I'm going to get
Robbo.
The ump.
Yep.
No, he's got to get...
Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charles.
Don't get crumb.
Yep. Freeman. Yep. Fozzie. Yep.
I've got all them.
Scotty Laird. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got him.
You got Edwards though, didn't
look,
you?
Look at all them. I got all them.
Why didn't you sound before the wrong one then?
Well, because I thought Edwards played because I was chatting to his missus.
What a
should have been watching the pitch.
I'll tell you what, that f***ing Graham Wesley didn't pick him at right back like he never did. He was the best right back this club had in that League Two season, wasn't he?
Come on.
You had,
I think you've won it. Actually.
Ronnie Henry.
You took a long time to sign Phil Edwards and then you never played
Ronnie Henry
him.
Was in there.
Yeah.
That's all we have to do.
Yeah, I know, but we'll
yeah, you are a strange guy.
Being as we f***ed it, Stacey Long, was he in there?
No.
Joel Byrum?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go through.
Ashton.
Graham.
Who played at right
back?
A
piece
back?
Of paper with the team.
Who played at right back?
Ronnie Emery.
Who said it?
We had Day in goal. Ash and Robbo, the centre halves.
Got that.
Henry and Laird, the two wide defenders.
I got one of them too.
Boswick, Laurie and Jozza. Now, is that Joel?
Joel, yeah.
Yeah, got
okay,
them.
Okay, in the midfield.
Yeah.
How's he been let to go to Oldham?
Beardo, Freeman and D. Big D. Actually, it is a big D.
Yeah, we got all of them.
Has he read it in permanent marker?
Graham's got it spot on. He knew the team.
So well Graham done. Wins.
I win. Unbelievable. Everywhere I go, I keep winning medals.
That's another medal.
So, hang on a minute.
Can I get
so
a point man who the chose the team wins?
So, you play two, one, two.
Everywhere he goes, he wins medal. Preston won the Lancashire
Senior
Cup.
Because you beat me and Steve at Christmas.
You turn up one again.
Yeah.
Yeah. 415 games. You could have picked any of them, and I got the one right.
Yeah. Well, nobody can pick your team most weeks.
Joel played one game at Oldham, tore his hamstrings, and out for the season.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did we not try and get him back?
No, because Graham knew about the hamstring thing. No, can I just say before you say anything, I know. Well, I would lay money on you knowing about the hamstring thing because I remember a lot of years ago. Mm-hmm. I sent you a text message about Richard Brody, mm-hmm. and you sent me one back going, I think he's got a duff leg.
Got a what problem?
You said he had a... You said Richard Brody had a duff leg, and that's why he couldn't sign him.
Pays to know about players,
he
isn't
tripped
it?
Up. You said he tripped up a step going into Wetherspoons. Can I just say, because that's going to be on record somewhere, he didn't say that. I made that up then to make all you laugh. Anyway, that's good.
So did we try and
so
get
we,
Joel back
so
lately?
We got a point.
Or can we not like afford him? Because we've got shrewd labour in
Joel sport. Didn't want to come south. Joel's happily settled in the north.
So would I be if I lived that close to Robbo.
And the injunction wasn't in place. Obviously.
And the injunction
And out. Robbo's in the cinema, so sorry, he can't
oh,
join
he,
us.
What's he watching?
Yeah, I don't know.
Lego movie.
No, I bet it's not. I bet it's something really intellectual.
Okay.
I bet it is.
Film scores what? On the doors after that last round, Graham.
Did anyone win in the last round?
Yeah, we won.
There are no winners tonight.
Well, you won. You won, of course.
It's safe to say no one's coming out as well.
Some great players there.
We got seven.
We smashed it. We got the eighth one wrong.
We've got 19 players.
You're giving them a point.
We've got 19 of Graham's 20 players.
Yeah, unfortunately, you named the one early doors.
Okay.
Oh, Phil Edwards. He didn't get
dodgy.
Rid of him.
Phil Edwards is
Gary
a
Smith.
He played 10 minutes.
Him.
So to my left we've got nine, to my right we've got eight.
Yes!
No, okay.
Get in there.
No. Okay. Gary Smith got rid of Phil Edwards because he kept calling him Peter in training. And it upset Phil a little bit, so he went to Rochdale.
Do you remember when we sat in Gary Smith's office and he got his magnetic board out?
Yeah.
And it was the worst ever.
We fell asleep.
That's not what
Steve
you said
was
at the
really
time.
Interested, wasn't
I had
he?
A jumper and a hat on. It was the hottest room I've ever been in my life.
And he got this whiteboard out.
This is why I bring 11 men back for a court.
No.
Do we not still bring 11 men back for a court?
No.
Graham's got stats to back it up.
Don't be silly.
Gary did it because he'd accidentally pushed.
Round six, Steve, please.
Round
six, please, Steve.
Round six. This will sort the men from the boys, I'll tell you. Players' songs.
I told you this round was coming.
If you've done it's this properly, I've probably made up seven of whatever you're going to read out. And if you only read four out, I made up seven of them.
We've got supposed 19. To be an on the buzzer round, but I'm not. I'm going to pick a person and that team.
No, don't. Hang on, you know I don't know songs.
Right, listen. This is the buzzer. That's the Dean. Ring your bell. Immediate. Listen to this. Ready? Press the button.
That was easy.
Listen to that pause.
Okay.
We need one more player.
We'll start.
Someone do or give us a clue.
Oh, Jesus, we're still doing that?
Yeah.
We've done that.
How many have you got?
21.
Well, you only need 20. Oh, give it a grab to Mark and his smash pen.
Are we going to just play one more round and then
do this? Oh, okay, Steve. Sorry to muck
six,
up your game.
Players' songs. Okay. Mark, I will nominate one of your team members and they'll have to sing a player's song. Okay? And I'll start. Actually, I'll start with Jeff. Jeff Wode, and you've got to sing.
I thought Mark had to nominate
him. Teammates before you actually sing.
Well, it's Steve's game, isn't it?
Peter Vincenti.
I'm sorry, Steve, but I'm too middle class to sing.
Fart it then.
Ferry, cross from Jersey, Vincenzo's a man I love.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Nice.
Well done.
That was all my own work.
You wait till he breaks into the freestyle, then we're going to punch it on.
I loved him at Histon that time. Do you remember? He hadn't played a game for about 3 years. I put him on, he got sent off on 2 minutes.
Do you know the best thing Peter Vincenti did was when he left, sent 10 quid in a card to Lighthouse to get us all a beer? Fact.
To where? To get a beer.
Yeah, it was always me and David. and he bought two for himself. Yeah, that was his way of saying thank you. I can't wait till Robin sends me one.
Okay. Dino.
It's going to send me anthrax, though.
Dino, your team member will be...
It's got to be Dino.
We'll go for Creaky.
Creaky,
and it's Carl Alford.
I want this in the style of a club singer, Vic Reeves club style.
Carl Alford.
Carl Alford.
Oh, I used to stand
easy.
On the terrace on those
days. Easy! Carl Alford had as many songs as he had goals.
Can I just not kiss my badge?
No, that's Anthony Eldon.
Carl Alford.
We know it. Pass it
it's
over.
Going back
pass
a few years.
Over.
Help us out.
Pass it over. Oh, well, that's
Danny,
not
Danny,
that's
you
ten.
Know it. Danny, you know it. Carl Alford.
We know
Carl
it.
Carl Alford's song.
We know it. We know it. We already know it. We already
he
know
scores
it.
With his...
We already know it. We already know it.
It's not me. He's got to do it.
We
know
it. All right, Danny.
Scores with his bar.
Well, so that's a different song of what's coming out there.
Yeah, but that's
all
right.
Okay, we're going with that one, are we? He scores with his...
Carry on.
Sing it in tune, he might know it.
Carry on.
Try to find a... tune. I'm singing this in the key of Yale.
Carry on. What's the next line?
Wrap it.
Repeat ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's absolutely wrong anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Sing it for us, Steve.
Sing it, Steve. No, sing it.
We got it.
Fio, we love him though. Carl Alford. No, that's not what
he's
I've got
fat,
here.
He's sound. He's worth £1 million. Carl Alford.
That's close.
Carl Alford.
He's fat. He's round. He's worth £1 million.
Worth a million, not about a pound. £1 million.
Okay. Mark, your team.
Yep.
We'll give you
eight.
And we'll give what Mark.
Is, if it's not Richie Hannon, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Mark Edwards, you've got Robbie Mutchell.
Oh, that's quite easy.
Well, that's a good one.
There's only one line to it with Lars on the end. Which
don't sing into the microphone, Dave.
No, sorry.
If you could bust it down in like a reggae vibe with a bit of. Bust it down.
I think it went
Robbie got the hundredth. Robbie got the hundredth.
La 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 la. La 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 la. Robbie got the hundredth. Robbie got the hundredth.
And what does it, what does the hundredth mean?
That was the hundredth goal in the 1995-96 conference winning season.
Who was it against?
Farnborough Town. We drew.
No, wasn't it Dagenham and Redbridge?
No, he missed that.
Fight!
He got substituted that night, and he chased Paul Faircuff down the touchline, and he got one on the Saturday against Farnborough.
We drew two
Yeah, quite right, boys. Eh?
Okay,
come along, Marlene.
Marlene.
Hello,
Pete. Oh, hello. That's a big shout from the crowd. Dale Ungold for Farnborough.
He's answering his question.
When's the next drinks break?
Hello,
I'm in
Steve.
Trouble.
Come on.
Steve, good call there, Mark. We're going to give you, Mr. Heyman, George Boyd.
I told my mate the other day, I think I found.
What do you mean, no? It's definitely no. So.
I'm giving you that.
Who's my mate?
That's not what I've got.
What have you got?
I'm overruling you.
Georgie.
Hey! I'm overruling you.
Oh, he's got
it.
The ump now.
We know it.
All right, Dimble B.
Keep going, Pete.
He didn't move that well when he was dancing, did he?
Hey!
He's electric. He's got a manager who is eccentric.
It don't work.
And he's nice.
And he's winning one more.
Boyce's came up with that one. It's the he's electric.
No chance.
That one
overruled.
What did you not like about that? The manager is eccentric.
Overruled.
I remember that.
Name's George Boyd.
That she's electric one came the summer after the.
Right. So what was
came after?
What was the one we were doing?
So
Kate?
Steve, you're wrong. Yeah. Point to us. Yeah. Thank
Boyce
you.
Is wrong.
Thank you.
So
end
of.
Take the answer.
So,
he's printed cards out.
I don't care if he's printed business cards out. He's wrong.
Okay.
Pete's getting all airy. He's had his bottle of wine.
I'll have a Pinot Grigio.
Mark Hollis.
Pete's had a Chardonnay.
Mark Hollis, your player song is Charlie Griffin. And Boyce, you better be right with this one.
Who's that man called Charlie Griffin? Who's that man we all adore? He got his face smashed in by Robin Hover.
Wasn't there a line in that song about and misses or something like that?
No,
not the version I've got, Pete, but if you feel that you know it.
Phil Edwards played in this game.
He's got that fairly close.
She's had a child now, I'll have you know.
It's close enough. 49-50 is close enough.
You missed that, Mark. You missed the opportunity.
Dino.
Yes, Steve.
Your player song.
Oh, that's a player I'm going to hate, isn't it?
If it's Alan Parris, I'm going to get
please
out of his
be,
chair.
Please be Robin Schroot. Yeah.
Bonjour, Alan Parris.
Is Matt
Steve
Hockey.
Watson. Why didn't I get Steve Watson?
Yeah. And we like, and we like, and we like, and we like, and we like it. And we like it, we cool. Hocking all over the world. Get your hair cut. 2, 3, 4, 5.
At Barnet, that was brilliant.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Given.
I've got to give you that one, yeah.
Cross the line.
Well done.
It's only got 19 players.
After round six.
Do you remember Steve Watson's song?
Oh, Steve Watson. I remember Steve Watson, but I don't remember his song. Did he have a song?
Steve what?
Watson.
All right.
One of Graham's.
Crawl for a booking. You'll always crawl for a booking.
The only one I remember about Watson is when he left and everyone got to sing.
Scores, Graham. I to see you tightening up the bill. Round six.
I'm sure that Steve Watson arrived at the club in the bottom of the league. And
oh, here we go.
And helped to drive the club to mid-table safety.
29% of his games he got booked in.
I don't need to go into the detail. The fact of the matter was, bottom of the league became mid-table, job done. 12-10, left over right.
Left over right.
He's got his hands up celebrating. Well done.
It's not Norfolk left and right.
Okay, we'll take a quick break before we go into the final two rounds. Yeah.